convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Confirmation Thursday edition, the opening day Thursday edition. Unfortunately, the Brewers have fallen in opening day to Fancy Brian's beloved Cubbies. 5-4 in a crappy, not fit for baseball type weather at Wrigley Field. Why don't you guys get a retractable dome already?
No.
Well, that's just, why I'm not at opening day, man. I'm not going to go freeze my ass off to watch a baseball game.
Well, it took forever to get them to, I don't know, stop concrete from falling on people's heads. So I'm just saying no, because even if they could do it, I don't think it's going to happen.
One other quick sports update. Tiger Woods, opening round at the Masters. He's back at the Masters. Shot a 1 under par 71. So, you know, he's off. 844-967-2789. I know a lot of people have been anticipating his return to golf since the self-inflicted 100-mile-per-hour car crash.
Yeah, I mean, I think they just want to see that he can play golf again and have something to root for or against, because otherwise they're like, they're golfers.
He's got massive crowds today. The golf course is following Tiger's round. Anyways, I'm following the phones and your calls at 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, welcome back. What do you got?
Well, I share your frustration over Trump, obviously, but, you know, regrets, he's had a few. That's kind of Sinatra-ish from President. But I've got a theory on this whole thing, and it's from this book I keep looking at. I'm going to go buy it. He's made us numb, just numb. And the description of him by Bannon in this book is he's devoid of empathy, incapable of humility, unfamiliar what it means to suffer consequences, and he behaved and spoke in ways most would never dare. Well, there you have it. And then, you know, when the Access Hollywood tapes came out, what did he do there? The second debate with Hillary Clinton, he drug all those women out.
That it accused Hillary's husband, Bill, of sexual assault.
Yes, exactly. And, I mean, I think what it is people have just become numb to the guy. I mean, I did. I was so glad when he was gone from the presidency, just in the fact that we didn't have to see his face every day on the front of the paper and hear about him every and that's the other thing. He said at all costs, I'm talking about Bannon now, he's in your face constantly. Constantly.
Well, he's flooding his own dick. It's too much information. Yes. You know, you cannot... Yes. And, at some point, we cannot discern the truth from the lies, the
right.
criminality
exactly
from the bold claims.
It's exactly. And that promo you play of Paul Ryan saying he exhausted the courts, he exhausted this, he exhausted this. He exhausted me. I was so glad just the fact that he's gone. Oh, my God.
He's not gone, Dick.
He's not, you know what I mean?
He's absolutely not gone, Dick. They still go and they bow to the Cheeto Messiah at Mar-a-Lago. Every single Republican candidate, including Tommy Thompson, goes to Florida to see the man. And now that Elon Musk bought a big share in Twitter. I mean, theoretically, Elon Musk is like a big First Amendment guy, so he claims, on social media sites.
Right.
If he platforms Donald Trump on Twitter, Donald Trump's got direct access to 80 million followers again.
Right.
That would be the greatest thing that ever happened for him, to get back out there and cause more political chaos and flood the zone constantly, Dick. And he's not gone. He's not going away.
And here's what they say about it ultimately in this book, is that it's called Insurgency. Republicans lost their party and got everything they ever wanted. That's basically what happened.
Well, they got the power they wanted, Dick. They sold their souls for rock and roll. 844-967-2789. Appreciate your call, Dick. Going to move down the phones. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Well, they didn't sell it for rock and roll, certainly. That I don't know what
use
he traded all for just a little bit more, Mark.
It's just disgusting that if you say intellectual curiosity, I'd say intellectual honesty, because if you're honest with yourself, the man is an admitted, molester of women, if not raper of women. I mean, he came out and admitted it. I mean, he came out.
Oh, that's just locker room talk, Mark. I heard women forgiving him, because that's how men talk in the locker room.
That's not how I've talked. I mean, that I've never talked that way, for goodness sakes.
Well, that's why you're not president, Mark.
The man is he's despicable. I mean, that's an insult to despicable.
Yeah, but despicable is a whole different standard. I think a lot of people are despicable, Mark. Few of our callers. But here's what I would say. Criminal is a different standard. And I think it's so clear
to me
and to you that the guy's a criminal. He's been a criminal most of his life. I think even the American people, a third of Republicans at differing times have acknowledged the criminality of the man. But I think the failure to indict, the failure to hold him accountable, it's almost like, he becomes above the law, Mark. That's what's galling.
The man's a menace.
I want to know that Hunter Biden's name has come up again and Hillary Clinton's name has come up again. Tell us what crimes they've actually committed. I mean, that for Hunter Biden, yes, you use your family's name to achieve some kind of benefits, but the Cheney family has done that for years. I mean,
most rich families look after the rich family kids and the rich family grandkids. I mean, people have been plying on their parents' good names for years and years. Mark, appreciate your call. Here's where it could become problematic. A business partner of Hunter Biden's, his dad, Joe Biden, wrote a college recommendation letter for the business partner's kid. And there's, I grant you, there's no criminality in writing a recommendation letter. But the fact is that his son dragged him into different professional associations, if that makes sense. If my business partner's son needs a letter of recommendation, and I go ask my dad, who happens to be the former vice president, then dad's not entirely separate from my business operations, because I'm not getting that letter of recommendation because I like the kid. Nobody likes their partner's kid. Just ask my partners. Come back with us. I don't even like you right now, Fancy Brad, wearing that Cubs shirt. Taunted me like that. Hour 3, the happier happy hour. Dom joins us next. Hang tight on the phones. We're not dumping you. We're coming back to you at 844-967-2789. I'm a little sad, though. It could be an 0-162 season for the Brewers. Although I think that's unlikely. Yes. More Devil's Advocates. The happier happy hour commences right now.
He gone.
You think he's gone? He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
We will be back in some form.
You see?
The man's a man.